You're listening to the Andre Segovia Show.
And welcome to the Andre Segovia Show, everyone. I am yours truly, The Honest Broker. I have an interview that I'm going to be getting to in a moment to wrap up my series about commitment. If you didn't know, I have been talking about staying committed, mostly on the health side, since that's what many people focus on for the new year. You see a lot of commercials, a lot of ads, just a lot of everything telling you jump on this diet, that diet, this program, this and that. So I've been trying to help those of you that have been looking to make a better, to better invest in you, not just real estate, but this health-wise. And I've shared my story before on my program about my own weight loss journey. But through the online community of the program that I was on, I was able to come across this wonderful person that I got to meet recently, and her story was just so impactful. And I thought that, you know what, her story could help make a difference too. I'm sure some of my audience might be inspired by her as I was. So I wanted to bring her on the program, and I did. So we get to swap our stories, and I get to get a little bit more into detail about my weight loss journey than I did before. So you might want to listen up for that. But before I get to that, I want to first make this disclaimer that this is not a paid promotional spot by Optavia. Optavia is the health program that I was on. They were not Optavia yet, but they are now. I interviewed my then coach, Priscilla Allen, this time last year, around March last year. And I talked about that, but they have not paid me to sponsor them. It's a program that I was a part of that got me the results and that I firmly believe in. And I encourage those that can and will to do so, because the greatest compliment that I received during my weight loss journey was when someone told me, "Hey, Andres, you inspired me to make a change in my life. And this is what I've done to change my life around." And some have either jumped on a weight loss program or have literally turned all their habits around. And it's been an amazing transformation. That's the greatest compliment I could ever receive, that someone was inspired to do something about themselves. And so I'm going to roll now my interview that I had with Cecilia White. She's a certified health coach for Optavia. She currently works for the Walt Disney Company as well. And she's just an all-around wonderful person. She has an incredible story to tell. So here is my interview with Cecilia. Hey, I guess we're going to jump into this now, because I just want to warm this up a bit. What inspired you to finally turn your life around to say you wanted to be a healthier you?
So I have struggled with my weight my entire life. I started gaining weight rapidly as a teenager, and I went on a lot of diets before I found the program that I now coach. I first went on Weight Watchers when I was in my early 20s, and I had some success, but I wasn't able to keep it off. And then after that, I spent the next 20 years being on yo-yo diets. So I did Atkins. I signed up for a medically supervised program on keto. Mm-hmm. I did that for 3 months. I only lost 6 pounds. I got really frustrated and thought, well, maybe exercise is the answer. So I was living in San Francisco, and I hired 3 personal trainers at Equinox. And if you know anything about those trainers, they were about $1,000 a month. So I was paying thousands of dollars to go to the gym, and it was extraordinarily brutal, and I didn't lose more than 20 pounds, and it was too rigorous for my body to be able to keep up. So I went back to different diet programs. I did Weight Watchers again. I actually ended up doing Weight Watchers 3 times, and with each of the diets that I did, I couldn't wait to get off the diet. All I could think about was food. I ate very, very large portions. And so when I was restricted, I just was counting the moments until I could go off whatever diet I was on and eat whatever I wanted to. And so I had this mentality of, I can't wait to be thin, but then I'm going to eat everything on the planet. And yeah. I just kept going through that for years. And really the breaking point was in the fall of 2018. I was up to my heaviest weight that I had ever been in my adult life. I was 218 pounds, and I'm only 5'5". And so I wasn't even like overweight. I was in the second class of obesity. Mm-hmm. So I was in a really dangerous place. And my doctor had told me that I was going to have to go on cholesterol medication. And I loved to dance, and I was having so many issues trying to dance. And really the lowest point for me was my birthday in 2018. I had just turned 40, and I was at my heaviest weight ever. And I went out to Lindy Groove in Pasadena. And for swing dancers, when it's time for the birthday dance, you get out there and everyone dances with you. So you could dance with like 20 people in one dance. And the entire dance, I was miserable. My feet hurt. My legs hurt. I was in so much pain, and I couldn't wait for the dance to be over. And I sat down for the rest of the night, just red in the face, couldn't breathe. And everyone's coming up and wishing me a happy birthday. And all I can do is just sit there and be miserable. And it was definitely at that point where I was like, I can't live like this any longer. I've got to make a change.
And when you say you struggle with weight, it's because you didn't want to be where you were. You wanted to be able to, like basically you're alluding to, enjoy the things that you do. And you found that being in that state of health or unhealth was not a way for you to be able to basically enjoy what you wanted to enjoy out of life, right?
Yeah, I just wasn't getting the most out of life. I was having, a terrible time when I would go to Disneyland. And for me, that was really sad because I had just gotten my dream job at Disney a few months prior. And I love Disneyland, but I was finding that I was having trouble standing all day and I was uncomfortable. And then I was just having to buy larger and larger clothes. And also with the dancing, I wasn't able to keep up with it. So there were just a lot of physical activities that I wasn't able to do. And then I just found that I became more reclusive because I just didn't feel very good about myself. And I was tired all the time. I had no energy and no desire to go out and see people. And it was starting to become really bad for my mental health.
Similar to my story would be that health ailments are what were the tipping point to finally get, all right, I got to change the habits and get better. Where your story is a little inverse in a sense, the way that I hear it, in that you couldn't enjoy things out of life. And with that also came health ailments. But it was more like you wanted more out of it, which is what really encouraged you and pushed you in that direction. The reason I'm bringing that up is because there's this recent social movement, and I say recent, of body positivity that is basically excusing unhealthy lifestyles. And that's what makes it difficult to sometimes permeate that mindset, because it all starts in the mind. At least that's what it was for me. Hearing your story before and just hearing it again, it shows that not everybody was thinking about like, oh my goodness, I have type 7 diabetes, you know, just to be exaggerated, or just like on their deathbed, like now I'm going to lose my weight. No, you wanted to get more out of life. And that's what encouraged you to do so.
Yeah, quality of life, definitely important to me. Yeah. And also, I've achieved such success in other areas of my life. So I've worked in technology for 20 years. I've worked at Microsoft, Apple, Ticketmaster, now Disney. My career is fantastic. So there's a lot of things that I have in life going for me. And I really felt like being obese was holding me back from even more. I really began to think, what else could I accomplish in life if I didn't have to think all the time about my weight? Because it was all consuming. When you're really, really overweight, it just takes over your entire life and doesn't leave any space for anything else. So it's kind of a miracle that I succeeded in spite of my health.
Now where you are, you're a Disney Instagram model. Is that it?
I work in enterprise technology. I'm a senior product manager. So I work with a team of engineers and designers to build software for cast members. So I have a really fun, intellectually rewarding job. I absolutely love Disney. And, you know, just being on this path to health while being able to still fulfill my career dreams has been really wonderful.
Yeah, for some people, it really is living the dream. And I guess that kind of segues to how you got started. How did you end up finding out about basically what we're ultimately talking about here is the program that you did and also that I did. and that is Optavia. How did you get introduced to Optavia?
So my story of how I got introduced is really just, I guess, a set of coincidences and miracles. So I am the oldest of three siblings, and that was what I thought I had in terms of siblings. But a couple of years ago, I got a message from a woman, Kim Robbins, and she was sending me some really specific information asking me about my dad. And she had all this really detailed information asking if he was a Vietnam War veteran and all this information. And I realized that she is my long lost half sister. So I have two half sisters that I didn't grow up with and I didn't know about, but we met each other through Facebook. And what was amazing was that when we met in real life back in 2016, and with the three of us met up, my younger sister, Kim, and myself, we were all chunky. We were all I was obese and so was Kim. And our mothers are thin. And so our dad's side is the obese side. And we just thought, oh, it's genetic. Like, we're just destined to be obese. Mm-hmm. And she was the one who found Optavia through Priscilla Allen. And she had tremendous success. She lost 60 pounds. But she didn't have to lose the 60 pounds for me to be interested. She was telling me about it. And then she posted one day on Facebook that she had lost 18 pounds in 7 weeks. And that was it. I immediately called her and said, what are you doing? I want to do it. I mean, the really interesting thing was that the program is based on habits. And so she did a health assessment with me, and she asked me extensively about my habits. We probably spent close to an hour analyzing my behavior and my thoughts and my habits. And when we were done, she was like, you know, I really think this program can help you. And because I had just total trust in her and she was having success, I signed up for the program and I didn't really know anything about it. I didn't know the cost. I didn't know what I would have to do. I didn't really know the process. But what I knew was that I had to make a change. And if it was based around my habits, which were terrible, and, you know, I have the ability to change and grow as a human, it really gave me hope that, oh, I can change my habits. I mean, habits are just things that we do every day, and either we fall into good ones or we fall into bad ones. Mm-hmm. And the moment I started the program, I was on a path to better health and forming great habits that I still have.
How did this Kim Robbins find you?
She found me through Facebook. So she had been looking for me for years, and I didn't even know that. And unfortunately, our dad had passed away in 2001. So I only knew him as a child, and so did she. So we don't have the ability to ask him about, you know, his problems with his health. But he was a Marine in the early 70s in Vietnam. So at one point in his life, he was fit. But after that, he struggled with his weight for the rest of his life, and he was quite obese. And we just assumed that, once again, that was our destiny. And when you're trying to lose weight and you go to do research, you're told that there's a set point that your body can never be below a certain weight, or, you know, if you struggle, it's because of genetics. But I've learned through this program that anyone can actually get healthier and lose weight if they change their habits. And that's really the foundation of it. And I definitely feel like I'm living proof of that, and that your genetics don't have to define you, not all of you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said too. It's all about changing your manner of being, and that's what the program offered, which is why I also encourage other people to jump on it. I have to ask, yes, you had the an immediate influence in that Kim was experiencing results, and it was showing, but so were,
yeah,
so did and do the other weight loss fads that were out there that you spent thousands of dollars on. So what convinced you and said that this is it? Those other ones were a waste of money.
I think it was synergistically working. So I had done things before, like Nutrisystem. I had done meal delivery services. So I had done things before that focused on the nutritional aspect. But what's different about Optavia is that it has four components that provide structure and support. So you get a coach, and Kim is my coach. You get the structure and support of an online community. You get an entire new way to think about your habits. There's basically a journal and a book that you work through, and it's a lot of self-reflection. There is a huge cognitive behavioral therapy part to this, because I'm an emotional eater, and I had to address all of my emotional issues, which I had never addressed before on any diet. The diet was basically, you know, here's 1,200 calories a day, here's some food, good luck. And I always failed on those because I was never working on my mental state. And then what I think is special about the food is that it has all the vitamins and nutrients and minerals and probiotics. And I had found on other programs that I wasn't getting the nutrients that I needed. And also what's special about it is that you get put into a fat burning state, but it's not keto, because I tried keto before and I didn't lose any significant weight. And so I thought low carb is not for me, but what's different about this program, it's moderate to lower carb. It's not super low carb. And so it really caused me to not have any cravings. So I stopped craving unhealthy food. I stopped craving eating large portions because my nutritional needs were being met. And then every single day I was working on my mental health through the book and the workbook and with Kim. And she would challenge me about things like, you know, why do you feel like you need this? And why do you need this food? Or why do you want this food? And what do you really, really want? And by focusing on my motivation and what I really, really wanted, it was a huge driver. And for me, it was to dance. I wanted to dance without pain. I wanted to do the things I wanted to do and not let anything hold me back. And that kept me going for a year. So I actually didn't eat any food that wasn't on my plan for 385 days. I stuck to it because my motivation was so high and the results were so fast that there was never any reason for me to go off of it. We actually took a sister's trip to Paris last spring, my little sister Kim and I stayed on the program in Paris and came back 2 pounds thinner.
Boom. When I was doing the program, well, I think I went a little extreme because Priscilla Allen, as someone, a mutual contact of ours, when I told her, look, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to be your best client ever. You won't have to coach me at all. Yeah, she's like, are you sure? It's like, just order me the stuff. It's like, well, what would you like? And I think just order whatever. If there's a sampler kit, fine. Make it a sampler kit. The point is, I'm mentally set. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do it as quick as possible. So my goal at the time was to, because I weighed about 250. Let's say 248. I lost 5 pounds from my own willpower. So I spent about 3 weeks trying to put off 3 pounds. So I started around March 17th, 2017 is when I put off, when I started putting off my weight. But I wasn't seeing results enough, and I wasn't eating on a schedule enough because I didn't have the luxury to prepare my meals, considering that I was always on the move. So that's why when I found out that this OptiVIP offered on-the-go meals, like, all right, that sounds like it'll work with me. I don't have to be working to make it happen. It'll be working with me. So I contacted Priscilla and told her to get me the thing, and I will do it. So I officially started around April 2nd on that. And the first week I lost about 7 and 9 pounds. I forget one of those two. I'm like, holy smokes, what it took me 3 weeks to do, I did it in 1 week. It's like, cool.
Yeah, that was the same with me. I lost 7 pounds my first week and 15 pounds my first month, and I was thrilled. I was so excited.
Well, let me ask you before I start kind of telling you how I went about it. But so when you started, did you have a set goal of how many pounds you wanted to lose? Or you just know you just want, all right, I want to lose this much because that's what I need to lose?
That's a really great question. And it definitely changed for me over time. I was 215 pounds when I started. Mm-hmm. I had never been below 151 pounds in my adult life. Because I started gaining weight rapidly as a teenager, around the age like 14, 15, I started getting really heavy really quickly. And so for me, I just wanted to get to the 160s. The 160s is where I felt comfortable. That's what I weighed in high school. And so I just looked at that as my goal. And then I crushed it. I got to the 160s in 6 months. And then I thought, maybe I can keep going. And so then I kept going and I got to 149 and I jumped for joy because I was no longer considered obese. I had a normal BMI. Mm. And then I thought, well, what do I really, really want? Like, I don't want to live with any more regrets. I don't want to stop and think, oh, I could have lost those 10 pounds, those last 10 to 20 pounds, because that's something that women always struggle with. They're always trying to lose that last 10 pounds. They're always trying to lose that last 5 pounds.
Yeah.
And I would hear it all the time. And I never wanted to live with that regret. So the beauty of the program is that you just stay on it until you get to whatever number you're happy with. So I just stayed on it until I got to 125 pounds.
Wow.
And I had, you know, a 27-inch waist, which is what I wanted. I could fit into a size 2 to 4, which is what I wanted. So I had all of these goals. And then I had 25% body fat, which is also what I wanted. Wow. And I just looked in the mirror and I was like, this is it. This is what I wanted. And so for me, I went further than I ever dreamed possible and further than I had ever achieved on my own. I had never achieved this level of success, even with, you know, running in the gym every single day and lifting weights. It felt like it was impossible. But with this program, I actually didn't exercise the entire time. Like, I would walk in Disneyland or go dancing a little, but mm-hmm. I never went to the gym. I just stayed on the nutritional path and worked on my mental transformation, and that's how I lost the 90 pounds.
That's crazy. You know, it's like, really think about it. That's crazy. Like, when I started, close to 250, as I mentioned, my goal was to get down to 200. And I had not been 200 since maybe, I would say, graduation from high school. And that was 2002. Not to say that I looked big either back then, because I didn't. I'm relatively tall for those around me. I'm 6 foot. I've always been about 205 in my adult life, which was a healthy weight all in all. It's just when that muscle turned to fat that it became a concern. And as I grew, I've had my own physical ailments, mostly my struggle with my back. I injured myself in sports in high school, and working in construction out on the field, I never actually healed. And me being a dude, I was pretty stupid. I said, why am I going to go to the doctor? They're just going to tell me something's wrong. I already know that. Well, what I didn't know, because I was being an idiot, was that they can also fix me, but I didn't do that. So I didn't exactly heal my back right, I would say. So it was January 2004 that I remember distinctly waking up screaming from bed because I felt like someone was stabbing me in the lower back. That's the first time I felt
my
sciatica being pinched. So I had to invest in beds. I invested in pillows. And then eventually I invested in chiropractic treatment and all that. One thing that I didn't do, because I always said I couldn't do, was get my nutritional habits in check. Again, I wasn't eating the wrong stuff. If it's gonna be fast food, I preferred to do something like Subway, eventually Jersey Mike's. Still high in sodium and processed, but compared to, say, the fried stuff, that was the lesser of two evils in a sense. But I was still eating wrong, and that I was eating at the wrong times, and sleeping 3 to 4 hours a night was just not doing much for me. And that's because I found sleep to be tiresome, because I couldn't stay lying down, I couldn't stay standing up, I couldn't stay sitting down, because my back was just like aching all the time, and it always ruined my mood. I was known as the Incredible Hulk towards the end of my high school years, and thereafter, always angry, but not the Mark Ruffalo kind of angry, more like the one that he is Hulk all the time angry. So that was I did put off some weight when I graduated from university. I was happy to fit into my suit. And if you look at my pictures, like, wow, Andres was fit. Then when I got married 3 years after that, I put off some weight. And I'm like, great. And I'm like, wow, look at you. Then thereafter, I got busier with work. I started overseeing some expansion in the construction company. I started becoming my own person as I started managing properties that I was acquiring and then managing the family estate at the same time, and eventually becoming a real estate broker, all in tandem. I do it all simultaneously.
Wow.
With all that, and eventually having kids. The kids never interrupted my schedule in the sense that they interrupted my work. No, when they would wake up in the middle of the night, I was already awake, so I had company. I didn't mind. So it was me trying to get my nutrition habits in check and ultimately getting sleep in. And I did not get to that point until it was January 2017. Where I started experiencing something a little different now. I learned to accept that I was living with what I was diagnosed with chronic back pain. And my cousin doctor, because he's my cousin and my doctor, he told me, you know, your back's being held by duct tape. But still, he's like, you gotta lose the weight, Andres. Like, yeah, but how? I'm not mobile. I'm sitting at a desk now. I'm not as active supposedly as I used to be. So when I woke up in the middle of the night, January 2017, and I felt like my right thigh was literally on fire, and I woke up trying to put it down. There's nothing there. I'm like, what is happening? So I would walk around the living room. 10, 15 minutes into the sensation will go away and lie down again. So when I had a checkup with a house call with my doctor, he said, oh, you pinched another nerve. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, you know that timeline I told you were 20 years away from back surgery? It's a lot closer now. It's like, oh, great. Because I knew people
Whoa.
that had back surgery, and I don't want to live on OxyContin. So I'm like, I don't want that. So I'm like, okay, I think I'm reaching my tipping point. So my second child, who was 1 year old at the time, it was just him and I. We had the day to ourselves, but I was at work all day. My mom babysat him. Then I picked him up after work. He's like, Mijo, you and me tonight, we're gonna have fun. I couldn't do anything.
Oh.
I
Oh
could
my
not
gosh.
do a thing for him. The little dude is trying to play with me, and I'm writhing in pain on the floor, face up or face down. Like, Mijo, my back is killing. I can't play. And I said, this is it. I have to change something. Simultaneously, a sporting event, which is for those that like football, and those that really like football, I hate this story. But when the Patriots won the Super Bowl against the Falcons, where they came back 28-3. The first thing I said, like, yeah, that's the Patriots, but wow, that's an incredible resilience. When I saw the documentaries, that no one lost their cool, they were mentally tough and set, and they were being led by arguably the greatest quarterback that's ever played the game. But when I saw that, I'm like, but what is this 39-year-old dude doing that he was outperforming 20-year-olds? People that were half his age, he
Whoa.
was ready to go. I'm like, what are you doing? So then I looked into what he called his TB12 method. So he did an entire thing about nutrition for himself. I'm like, so you can still be outperforming people that were half your age in this athletic environment at that age, and he's 43 now, and he's still performing. Like, holy smokes, man, I gotta get on this. So that's when I called Priscilla. I'm like, Priscilla, I'm ready. I'm mindfully ready. I'm mentally tough. I'm 30.
Yeah.
I was going on 33. I'm like, I want to do this. And that's when I ended up jumping on it. So like I said, I jumped on in April. I had a goal of losing 50 pounds initially, which I did. And then when I got to 200, I'm like, why not keep going? So all in all, I dropped 80 pounds.
Oh
And
my gosh.
I dropped it off, and so I started April 5th, 2017. I hit my weight goal July 12th, because I was in a hurry, because we found out
Yeah.
we were having a third baby. So I'm like, okay, that schedule's gonna really be messed up. So I needed to do this ASAP. And I gotta tell you, when I hit my weight goal, and I saw myself in the mirror, and to hear people tell me, "Hey, you look taller," everybody said that I got taller because now I'm able to stand properly, rightly postured when I'm sitting down or standing up, because I felt that literally that burden was off me. And I'm proud to
Wow.
say that that's what really kept me going. I'm like, you know what, I can do this. So when I hit that goal, the next step was to transition to fitness, and I've been in fitness ever since.
That's
That
amazing.
3 years since I've done this program, and the habits I still carry with me 2.5 years later, because it's my life, it's a lifestyle. It's not
Yeah.
just like, oh, you're on a program. No, that was the benefits of this program, which is why I wanted to bring somebody else on that was not, in a sense, related to me. Because, oh, you brought Priscilla on because you know her. It's like, well, here's someone that I met through the community, you could say. And she had an amazing story that I believe people can resonate with, because they weren't coming from like, oh, I have all these physical ailments. No, it's someone that wanted to enjoy life, and her lifestyle was holding her back. And not for the lack of trying either. Came
Oh, I
upon this
tried
thing.
everything and
And
yeah, spent so much money. I mean, probably between $20,000 and $30,000 trying to lose weight in a 10-year period.
that is crazy. That is crazy. And that's just it. That it was not for a lack of trying. You really wanted to, then you stumbled upon this by so many crazy events that I had to line up for them to happen. And now look at you. When I was at your healthy breakfast meeting, I believe it was, I don't know if I was talking to Priscilla or Julia, one of the two, where I said, you could have shown me the before and after pictures, Cecilia, and you could have told me they were siblings or cousins, some form of relatives, I would have believed you, because there's absolutely no way anyone that didn't know you could recognize you at all. It's just an amazing transformation. It's weird to say I'm so proud of you, but then I'm like, how can I be proud of someone I don't know? But literally, I'm so proud of you persevering and now being such a you're not a believer, you are an achiever. This is what you're doing, and because it's resonated with you, that is why you've gotten to coaching this very program. That's why I'm hoping that this story, your story, even my story, resonates with those, so they can break away, so they can be a better them, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, it's definitely about, improving your life, and then there's a ripple effect that happens where everyone else around you starts to get healthier, and it's really fantastic. That's definitely what's happened to me.
For those that are listening, by the way, I've been talking to Celia White. She's a coach over at Optavia. If you are familiar with this kind of program, it's because you probably heard it when I did the Healthy Habits interview with Priscilla Allen last year. Cecilia, I brought you on because this month has been a series of episodes to keep people committed, because it's so easy to say there's going to be a resolution. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And like we talked,
Exactly.
we touched upon this at the beginning of this interview, in that there's always either a distraction or a discouragement, or even something that tells you, hey, you know what, you don't need to do that because you're okay just the way you are. Like, not according to biology and medicalness and nutritionists, but still, there's all these things that can hold us back. So people fall off the wagon and they feel terrible about it. And that's why I've been kind of pounding on this all month of January, so they can, like, you fell off the wagon, get back on. Don't think
It's
you gotta wait
true.
to the next year. It's like, why? Why are you gonna wait? Your journey begins with the first step.
I think of Walt Disney, it's kind of fun to do the impossible. That's how I felt about my transformation, is that I thought it was impossible, and then it became possible. And I never in my wildest dreams thought that I could achieve this level of success and this weight loss without surgery or exercise. I didn't know what was possible just with nutrition and having enough motivation to stay on it, because there's literally nothing else. Like, you just, you eat the food and you prepare your own meal and you learn how to make healthy meals and you're just learning and adapting. But I do tell people that you have to be open and you have to be coachable and you have to be having a growth mindset instead of a fixed mindset. And I do account all of my success to having a growth mindset. Like, I'm always open to learning something new, and also look to the experts, look to the people who are where you want to be financially or where you want to be physically, and get advice from them. So I do strongly believe in that, and seeing so many other people be successful, people I'm coaching, I'm 100% convinced that this works, and I'm just out here trying to give people a shot of hope.
Yeah, and everybody knows that in this crazy world we live in, huh? And that hope is a good thing, and we need a little more of
Yes, exactly. Because for me, I don't think I would have ever lost this amount of weight on my own because I'd already tried. And now I'm 41, and when people meet me, they definitely think I'm in my early 30s. I feel like this has turned back the clock and it's given me so much confidence. And now I was given a fantastic promotion. I was written a great review. Like, I just had the best review of my entire life, and I don't think it's a coincidence that my health has gotten great, my finances have gotten great. I feel like it's all connected, and that by just improving my health and my confidence and my outlook, and now I'm even more positive than I used to be, that it's really affecting my life in meaningful ways.
And I'll mention it to the viewers now that we're about to let them know where they can connect with you, follow you, and listen, find out more about your story and what you do and how they could get on the program. But as I mentioned to you, it's not an Instagram filter or any filters. When they see your pictures, you are literally glowing, and that's not a coincidence at all. So, and my
Hashtag
hat's,
no filter.
yeah. So hats off to you. That's it's a great accomplishment. Keep at it. Where can people that are listening, that are interested in learning more about this program or even signing up, where can they learn more about this from you?
So the best place is Facebook. So they can just search for Cecilia White, Cecilia White, and they'll see that I work for Disney and my before and after pic is my profile pic. You can also follow me on Instagram. I'm Hollywood Land Girl. That's Hollywood Land Girl. And I was born in Hollywood. That's why. And I love everything 1940s and vintage. So I like the idea that once upon a time, the Hollywood sign was Hollywood Land. Mm. And then I have a link to my calendar. So it's ccwhite.youcanbookme.me. And that's on my Facebook and Instagram. And people can make an appointment with me because before I recommend the program to anyone, I like to get to know them. I like to find out what their health goals are because a large part of getting healthy and staying healthy and maintaining your weight is having accountability. And so that's what I offer people. I am a free health coach as part of the program. And it's definitely one of the best benefits is to have that person who has been through the journey, who knows all the tips and tricks, who can help everyone that, you know, that I coach succeed. And it's just been really great. And I love being a coach because it also helps me be accountable. This weight is not coming back because I have dozens of people looking at me and I want to show them that it's possible. It's not only possible to lose 90 pounds, but it's possible to keep it off.
And for those of you listening, all these social plugins will be available at the show notes accompanying this episode at www.deandresegovia.com. That's deandresegovia.com. And you'll be able to pull up to see this information and profiles from there. So, Cecilia, thank you so much for sharing your story here on the program. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
And that does it for this edition of the Andres Segovia Show. Remember to like, share, and subscribe wherever you might be listening to the program so you can be in the know. If you want a question featured on the program, you can reach me on Facebook and Instagram, same handle, at the Andres Segovia, on Twitter, at underscore Andres Segovia, and of course, email at andres@segoviares.com. Thank you so much for listening to the program, and I'll see you on the next one.